Mel Gibson's controversial film, The Passion of the Christ, seems to be firmly in the black. The movie made more than $150 million in its first 10 days. That's impressive, but two new films will try to unseat The Passion as the top movie in the U.S. For a roundup of what the critics are saying about these two new releases, here's Slate's Ben Williams with this week's summary judgment.
Our first movie is Starsky and Hutch, a remake of the 70s TV cop series. The big screen version stars Ben Stiller and Owen Wilson.
Oh, I wouldn't worry. I don't think you're in any danger of being mistaken for a real cop.
Oh, really? Hey, why don't you do me a favor and go get yourself another perm and let the grown-ups talk?
For your information, my hair is naturally curly.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
That's a perm job all the way.
Touch it.
Hey, why are you touching him?
The film version of Starsky and Hutch plays up the gay subtext, pays homage to Wawa pedals and Ford Gran Torinos, and tests critics' tolerance for irony. Rolling Stone praises the way it lays waste to an army of macho clichés, and The Onion says it feels like an enjoyable lark rather than cultural recycling run amok. But Newsweek thinks it's lazy, the movie equivalent of a Barker lounger. And although The Village Voice hails Stiller and Wilson as the most intuitively attuned comic duo of our time, the Dallas Observer complains that whole scenes feel stolen from other movies these guys have made. Expertly diagnosing the film's mix of nostalgia and satire, Entertainment Weekly compares it to VH1's I Love the 70s series, in which all entertainment is recalled as junk, and affection and derision merge into the same arch sense of superiority. The week's other new wide release is the epic Hidalgo. It stars Viggo Mortensen as a washed-up cowboy who enters a high-stakes horse race in the Arabian desert.
The ocean of fire is not just a race. It's full of obstacles that you can't even imagine. And if the elements don't kill you, your fellow riders will.
Sounds an awful lot like South Dakota.
The Philadelphia Inquirer dubs Hidalgo the first Middle East Western, and LA Weekly says every frame might have sprung from a film made in 1954. That means compelling adventure, awesome cinematography, and dynamic stunt work, according to The Hollywood Reporter. It also means what Entertainment Weekly calls the Fox News Channel version of modern Muslim geography. Wily rulers devoted to mysterious rituals, untrustworthy aides who refer all decisions to Allah, and a sheikh's young daughter chafing for freedom. Mortensen carries the film with grace and nobility, admires Premier, but The Onion gripes that he doesn't ride a horse so much as a four-legged embodiment of the triumph of the human spirit. Indeed, so glorified is the titular horse, says the New York Times, that he seems smart enough to have typed the script and shrewd enough to keep quiet about it.
Slate's Ben Williams with this week's summary judgment.